Good morning. Today is June the 23rd, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. We'd like to share a few verses with you this morning. Beginning in verse number 1, Paul writes, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous, love does not brag, and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, it is not provoked, does not take into account a wronged suffered, does not rejoice in uprightness, but rejoice with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning, as I've read to you these words of the Apostle Paul as he speaks to the church at Corinth, he speaks, "As I speak of a man of tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." Paul speaking of the understanding that all we can do is take action and make actions, but they're not of love, then they have no purpose and they have no willingness in the heart of God. He speaks in verse number 3, "And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing." Paul speaking, beloved, of giving away everything that you and I have and everything that you and I am today, and still without love it would profit nothing, it would show nothing, it would provide nothing, it would bless God in no unfound way. You see, verse 4 says, "Love is patient, love is kind and is not jealous, love does not brag and is not arrogant." You know, God's Word here tells us, as Paul's written, love is patient, and the patience that love has, you know, I can speak of myself and the testimony I have around other people, maybe some of those in ministry, maybe some in my own family, maybe my friends. You know, there's some people that are so much more easier to love than others. Being able to have the desire down deep within our spirit, beloved, to share the love of Christ and to share the gifts and the blessings that God has provided unto me and unto you each day. You know, there's those in my life that I work with at my workplace. There's those maybe in church. There's those as well that are in our own families. Maybe when we come together and share a family meal or a picnic or some kind of a family reunion, we have those that we have favorites of, and we have those as well that are not our favorites, our unfavorites, if you will, the ones we seem to sometimes avoid. But you know, this understanding that's given to us by Paul to this church at Corinth, it speaks that we need to be sure that we have patience and love. We need to also make sure that love is kind and it's not jealous. It has no jealousy within it. It says love does not brag and it's not arrogant. No lifting up, no exalting of yourself, as the word says here, for love is not arrogant. It says in verse 5, does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, it is not provoked, does not take into account a wronged suffered. If we can have the forgiveness that Jesus shows us through the cross, if we can understand in our hearts just a small portion of what the price is that God paid on behalf of our sins, then truly we could have the understanding that Paul writes of love for one another. We need to have that love in this society, in this world today. There's so much hatred. Beloved, we can pick up a newspaper, go and maybe listen to someone speak somewhere, and we can hear about all the unrest and all the things going on amongst the nations all throughout this world, and including our own blessed United States of America. And still, one thing that's missing, one key ingredient that God says must be there, is the word love. You see, for us to have love and understand love, we have to understand, beloved, where love comes from. For the Word of God says that all true and all perfect gifts come from heaven above. May we this day stop and just take notice and take inventory, beloved, of our hearts. Be sure that God shows us, and may we ask and seek the Lord God through the power of the Holy Spirit, that He may teach us this love that we need, as Paul has written to this church at Corinth. We need to have that understanding, for it says in verse number 7 that love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. You see, love never fails, the Word says. You know, the greatest love in my life today is surely on this earth, my wife and my precious daughter. I give God praise each and every day for their lives and their walk before Jesus Christ. You know, I know in my life and I know in their lives and I know in each of our lives, we could all do more. We could all love more towards one another. You know, sometimes I may see somebody that I see that has a need. You know, the first thing that passes through my mind and my heart is, how can I help those people? How can I help that man? Or how can I help that family, Lord, in a way that would bless your name? And you know, many times I'm thankful for, God shows me and God will lead me and direct me into what I should do. Sometimes as well, I'm not led, and sometimes as well, I'm not directed to do anything. But surely I pray in each situation and ask God, ask my Lord and my Savior to show me, Lord, what you would have me to do. Beloved, I feel like today in my heart on this Tuesday morning that love is the greatest need and also the greatest deficit that this United States and this world has. We need to seek love. We need to seek godly love in the lives of many others. We need to seek the love of Christ as he shared his great and boundless love on that cross on Calvary, as there he took upon himself your sins and mine, the greatest love, the greatest gift, the greatest peace that anyone has ever received is in our hands, beloved. It came through the cross and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. May God today be praised, glorified, and honored. I would ask you to bow your heads with me this morning for a few moments of prayer. Father, we're truly thankful and we're grateful, God, today for this truth that the Apostle Paul has written, God, that you have shared with us this morning. Lord, we would just ask you to allow your word to be manifest deep, deep within our spirit, God, today. Lord, may we have that peace and understanding of what pure and true love really is, Father. Lord, love is a lot more than just a word, Father. Love is truly how we live our lives and how we react in circumstances and situations. Lord, help us to be sure that the love that we show and the love that we share amongst our family, amongst our friends, and amongst anyone we may meet, God, including a total stranger, God, may it be a love that reflects the love of Christ as, Father, you showed your love to us through your precious Son, Jesus. Father, we're thankful today for the listeners to this broadcast. Lord, it seems like week after week we see the numbers rise and rise, and we see more and more letters and more comments, God, written by those that listen each morning. And God, I'm thankful for that. But God, there's one thing that I ask you for today on behalf of this My Morning Prayer, on behalf of this ministry, and behalf of this broadcast, God, is, Father, allow each of us, God, to be closer to you. Allow each of us, God, to do and to be what you would have us to be, a heart filled with compassion, a heart filled with truth, God, so we may lift and we may share, and we may show the love, God, that you teach us today. Lord, I would ask today that you would bless those and touch and heal those, Father, that today are in the hospitals all around our great land. Lord, we pray for our leaders, Father. We pray today for those that lead and make decisions in our great nation. Father, we pray surely today for all the soldiers, the men and the women, are fighting for our freedom on foreign soils. God, may you bless them. May you bless their families back home, stateside. Father, may you bless and keep their children. And God, may they come home safe and may they come home sound, Father, knowing that they've completed a job well done. Those today that we know of, God, are just walking on the very threshold of life. Father, I would ask you to bless them. Father, I would ask you to bring comfort and peace upon their spirit. Lord, allow their families as well to feel your power and your grace, God. Lord, allow your understanding and the peace that passes understanding, God. May it be manifest in the hearts and lives of each one of those today, God, that we know of are in hospice homes and are in critical care units throughout our land. Father, we do thank you for each and every listener today. God, we would just ask you that you would just bless them. We'd ask you to lift them. We'd ask you to encourage each of us, Father, today. Lord, we thank you for this privilege of having this prayer each morning. Father, we thank you for the opportunity just to open your word, just to bow our heads, God, and come humbly before you. Surely, God, today we come before you with grateful hearts. For, Father, today we come and we pray in that name that truly is above all names. Today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.